Space. The big empty. Me and my crew voyage throughout the Inky Blacks, looking for adventure, excitement, and a decent Cuban sandwich. I'm Captain Jersey Standard, and this is my ship, the Watercress. And these are our stories.
Tonight's episode, The New Pilot.
Captain's log, space date 31225.4. Well, it is that time of year again, where we take my beloved ship, the Watercress, to submit to our annual safety inspection with our old pal, Inspector Hank. As it stands, we're just about to engage our totally reliable and fully operational FTL drive to make a jump into Sector 97-W without any mishaps or unexpected catastrophes. Once we safely jump back into normal space, we shall dock with Hank's ministry shuttle and commence with the inspection. I am certain that nothing will go wrong during our jump. So very, very certain. Sort of. Wish us luck. Captain out. Lungs, how we looking? Are we a go to jump?
The best I can give you is a maybe, Captain. A very weak maybe. And by maybe, I actually mean no.
But the FTL is charged and ready to jump.
Charged? Yes. Ready? Again? No.
Good enough for me. Initiate jump sequence. Putor.
Working. FTL in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jumping Jehoshaphat! Oh, that was a wild jump. The status report. Was the FTL jump successful? Mayfield, answer me.
Damn it, Captain. Give me a second. Looks good. We're back in the neighborhood.
Cobbleton. Cobbleton, report to the bridge. Stat.
Aye, aye, sir.
Putor. I say again. Putor.
Online.
Status of the ship.
Power surges have resulted in fires here in the command module.
I can see that, you interminable cockalorum.
As well as decks B and C in the habitat module. Atmosphere rapidly depleting. Question.
What is it?
Do you believe in the afterlife?
What? Why are you asking that now?
Because it appears your time is nigh.
Putor, enough. I don't have time for this.
Considering the circumstances, I would disagree.
Stuff it. Where's Cobbleton? Cobbleton!
Intern Cobbleton, reporting for duty.
Fire extinguisher, get to it, Cobbly, before the blaze eats up what's left of the air. Cobbleton, you might want to hit Mayfeld, his arm's a bit on fire.
Who?
Yes, sir.
Is that organic?
Engineering. Lungs, Zach, get on the damn horn and answer me.
Engineering, Lungs here, and to whom do I owe the pleasure?
Shut it, you pillock, and listen to me.
Hey, be nice.
Throw the breakers. Your shoddy wiring has come aflame again.
Honey.
That's better.
Fantabulous.
That's better. Putor?
Online.
Status update.
All fires extinguished.
Well, that's some good news. Putor, is it safe to re-energize the ship?
Negative. But then again, is it ever safe to energize this ship?
What's all up your thrusters? Never mind, we got work to do. Good job, boys! Lick back on the lights!
Okay.
I said lick back on the lights!
We're trying. I can't lick any harder.
Come on, put some spit into it!
There you go.
All right. Putor.
Online.
Calculate our current location.
Currently, you and most of the crew are located on the bridge of the spaceship Watercress.
No, I know that.
Then why did you ask?
I didn't. Forget it. Where is the current location of the ship? Where did we jump to?
The Watercress is currently located in the Cygnus system at coordinates 1.394 in sector 97-W.
Thank you. Well, crew, gods be praised, we're not all dead. Good job, everybody. Lungs, get Zach and meet me in the mess ASTAT.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Mayfeld, wake up.
Oh, Captain, I was just getting to the good part. I could see it.
Anywho's, get us moving to the rendezvous point. Slow and steady.
That's what I was doing.
Someone call me when the inspector docks.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
In the Ministry of Space, you'll find opportunities to challenge yourself, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Your contributions matter. Whether you're sailing the open seas, patrolling the skies, or defending our nation's freedom from those Gectonians, answer the call and embark on a journey of purpose, adventure, and endless possibilities. Ministry of Space, forged by prophets.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
What in the name of the gods? Who locked the hatch? Lungs! Lungs, help! Are you in there?
Yes, Skipper, just got here.
Get this door open. It's stuck.
On it. Computer?
Online.
Be a dear and open the hatch, pretty please.
Password.
Password? What password? You know I don't need no password.
No password means no access.
Come on, computer. I don't know what the password is.
A password is required to open the hatch.
Yeah, you said that.
If you would prefer, hatch access may be granted if...
If what?
If you answer a security question.
Sure, I'll answer a security question.
Answer the following. How old were you when Daddy left home for a space beer, but never came back?
Seriously? That's the security question?
It certainly is.
What's taking so long?
Answer the question.
Fine. I was 12.
Good job. That answer is correct.
Of course it's correct. One doesn't forget such things. Are you happy now, computer?
Immensely.
Great. Can you open the hatch now?
Opening.
What's going on with the door? And why are you crying?
It's the computer. She keeps locking it up.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe to humiliate me.
You need to fix it.
Oh, I do? And how am I supposed to do that?
I don't know. Reboot it or something.
Look, I've done that.
Well, what about...
I've done that, too.
Could
you... Already tried.
Certainly there's something you can do.
No, there's not, Daddy.
Pardon me?
Sorry, Daddy. Captain? Captain Daddy? I mean, the captain. You're the captain. You're the captain. But there's nothing on this ship works, right?
As chief engineer, wouldn't that be your responsibility?
Look, I may not have the best work ethic.
You don't?
And I don't bathe most days.
Obviously.
Plus, I'm often pretty loaded from huffing solvents.
A dangerous hobby at best.
But it's not my fault. You barely give me any money to buy what we need to fix up this old bucket of poo.
Hey, do not... Do not call my beloved watercress a bucket, ever. She deserves more respect than that.
Whatever.
Moving on, at least tell me that you made the necessary repairs. Inspector Hank's gonna dock here any minute.
Good news, bad news. The good news is the repairs are done. Everything's patched up.
That is unexpectedly good. What's the bad?
Them patches don't exactly meet the legal definition of the word repair. Hence my obvious scare quotes.
Explain.
Okay, you know that coolant leak in the reactor manifold?
You told me you stopped it.
I did, using several rolls of space tape. And as you know, I have a taping disability.
But it stopped, right? The leak?
Yeah, but a bunch of irradiated coolant oozed down to D-deck.
No problem. Inspector Hank never goes down there.
Yeah, but, you see... You know how we's got a rat problem?
Well, what about them?
They, the rats I mean, have been kind of drinking the toxic sludge.
Oh. Does that mean...
That the rats have once again gained super intelligence? Yes.
Oh, lords. What's this make? 3 times this year alone?
At least.
Look, How super intelligent are we talking here?
One of them won Space Jeopardy last week.
Really?
Yeah, you and I watched it on the telly.
I don't recall that.
You were pretty drunk.
Speaking of drunk, where's Zach? I need him to fetch me a fresh sack of jelly gin.
Oh, right. He's stuck in the closet. He went in to get a fresh pair of quantum socks and the computer locked him in.
For the love of... Putor.
Online.
Unlock the closet and let Zach out.
Identity and password, please.
My identity is... I'm the God's damn captain.
Ow.
And the password is... I'll rip out your circuits with my bare hands.
Closet unlocked.
See? That's how you do tech support. You just show it who's the skipper. Zach, get out here before the deranged AI locks you in again.
Okay, but I really kind of liked it in there.
Of course you did, but we got work to do.
Does this work involve fire?
Not this time. Now, Lung says you've been keeping an eye on them rodents on D-Deck.
Yeah. I've been monitoring the situation.
I taught him that phrase.
Nice. Now, Zach, are the rats acting any different?
Yeah. They kind of look like they're in training.
Training? What sort of training?
Paramilitary training, like the Special Forces.
How can you tell that?
The rats, they've got these, like, little camouflage jumpsuits, and, like, little matching berets.
This is quite the kerfuffle. And quite frankly, we cannot have another damn rodent coup d'etat during our safety inspection.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about maybe joining up with the rat militia, you know.
Though I'm sure to regret the answer, Zach, please pray tell me why.
Because I wanted to dance on the razor's edge.
Really? You dancing on the razor's edge?
Yeah. You don't believe me?
I want to, Zach. But see, your shirt is currently on backwards.
Uh-huh.
And it's not actually your shirt, but mine.
Yeah.
And it's not actually a shirt, but my pants.
Go on.
Which suddenly appear to be on fire.
Yeah, razor's
Zach,
edge.
Just roll around on the floor till the fire goes out.
His pyromania is definitely getting worse.
Thank the gods he's typically quite moist. Captain here.
We got a shuttle on our six asking to dock in our rear port without buying us dinner.
Is it Inspector Hank?
No idea.
What?
Because nothing really matters, you dig?
It
could be the inspector. Could be the heat death of the universe.
Oh.
Best not to fret about the fragility of existence. And let it be.
Understood. Sorta. Yeah, we'll head toward the airlock. Captain out.
Captain, there's no way we're gonna get an inspection sticker.
We have to. Without that sticker, we'll be permanently docked. I don't care what we need to do, but mark my words, we will pass that inspection.
If you say so. Wait! I just thought of a last-ditch effort.
Go on.
Well, the last time Hank was on board, we got to talking, see? And he mentioned he thought you were his type.
Really? He's into older bears?
Apparently so. Especially ones that got the space mange.
Hey.
You think you might want to, you know, take one for the team?
Hank's not a bad looker himself, considering how much radiation he's been exposed to. I suppose if the need arose, I could show him a thing or two.
So, we at least have that in our back pocket.
That we do. Let me be clear. Failure is not an option. We must get that sticker. Otherwise...
Otherwise what?
Otherwise I can no longer be captain.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages from our sponsors.
Hey folks, Captain Standard here to talk to you about your next new vehicle. When you're in the market for a new space car, consider REO Space Wagon. You're sure to be pleased with an REO Space Wagon. With a Delacroix FTL, you'll be hopping around the galaxy on just a thimble of fuel, plus seats made of rich Corinthian leather harvested from the backs of youngest children of Corinthia. Who wrote this? Go bold, go bright, go far, and now back to the show.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
All we need to do to pass inspection is to keep Hank's attention focused on what we want him to see. Mayhaps my war records will impress him.
Yeah, I tell him about your world record.
No, Zach, my war records.
Yeah, but you do have a world record.
Indeed, I did consume a staggering amount of poplars to achieve said record, but that is irrelevant to the task at hand. No, instead, I will stand on my time in the Space Navy, such as my time fighting the murder bots, or bug-eyed aliens,
or the time you threw up on your CO.
No, more like the time we fought the Wookiees on Kaishak 4.
I want a pet Wookiee.
No, Zach, you do not.
I do. They're really cute when they're young and little.
Yes, they are. But then they grow up, and let me tell you, they are musky.
Are they ever?
What about your stories about fighting the Gectonians?
Them little lizards? No, these was a pushover. I'm talking about when I served in the Berserker Squad and fought the cosmic lycanthropes of Pulaski 3. Now, them's were some battles worth retelling.
Yeah, if you want to impress the inspector, probably not a good idea to tell him the story where, like, everyone dies.
It's a good story, and it explains how I got these bionic hands.
I thought you lost your hands during the freak Roman candle accidents.
No, Zach, that's not what happened.
Yeah. But I was there. I saw you.
Enough. I lost my hands in battle. Okay?
Okay.
Anywho's, we needs to worry about the problem at hand.
Hands. I get it.
Not my intent. But moving on. When Hank arrives...
I don't think the Ministry is sending Hank.
Regardless, whoever they sent... Wait, how do you know it's not Hank?
Because there's a lady standing over there by the airlock in a Ministry Inspector uniform.
Yeah, a very stern-looking lady who's got lots of face scars.
And an eye patch.
Oh.
Lieutenant Anessa Gutman, Ministry Safety Inspector, reporting for duty.
Duty.
Hush. So, little lady, are you Hank's assistant, girlfriend?
Kissing cousins?
Oh, Hank's no longer with the Ministry. I'm his replacement.
Oh, okay.
Before we go any further, understand that I am not an object to be gawked at, catcalled, or fantasized about.
Okay.
I am here to do a job, and that job is to inspect this ship and this crew, and I take my job very seriously. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now permission to come aboard.
Come aboard.
Every fraggin' time.
This has been Flight of the Bucket. Tune in next week for another exciting episode.
If you want to know more about the cast and the crew and all of that business, go to www.superhappyproductions.com. Or if you need the whole thing, it's http://www.